Depending on who you are, thunderstorms are either the coolest things ever, or else they are totally terrifying. Lots of kids, and grown-ups too, are really frightened of the crazy storms that sweep this part of the country every spring and summer. And if you're afraid of thunder, there's not much you can do. Or is there? KCUR's Coy Duggar reports.
Our story begins on a night filled with rolling thunder and the sudden crack of lightning. Now, this is not some horror story of a mad scientist, but it is about someone who kind of thinks like one. This is the tale of a kid inventor.
Yeah, I'm afraid of storms. I don't like hearing it or like seeing the lightning.
That's Julia Lecce, an 11-year-old from Leawood, Kansas. After her neighbor's house was struck by lightning, Julia developed a fear for thunderstorms. Flashing lights, loud booms, and a downpour of rain, it's a pretty reasonable thing to be scared about. But when Julia's elementary school held an invention fair, Julia decided to make something to face her fears. She named her invention the Storm Sleeper.
The Storm Sleeper is a pillow fort for your head with a speaker and a reading light so you don't hear the sights or sounds. Storm.
Three pillows are arranged in the shape of a horseshoe with a cloth draped over. You put your head inside and speakers help drown out the thunder by playing music.
Well, like for school last year, my mom just bought like cheap pillows because she thought that was just like another school project. And I used hot glue when I didn't sew, and it took me about like an hour to make.
Julia didn't win her school invention fair, but she knew her design had potential, and she wasn't ready to give up on it.
Last spring, I saw on the Ellen Show this contest called the Frito-Lay Dreamvention Contest, and so I entered just because like I already had an invention that I had just made.
A few months later, Julia's family received a phone call.
At first, my parents thought it was a scam, because, like, you never know. But then once they figured out that it wasn't, they were really excited.
Frito-Lay had invited Julia and her family down to Austin, Texas for a special ceremony.
It was really cool because I walked in these doors and there's these big cameras filming me. And they told me that I was a finalist. And I couldn't believe it because, like, I didn't win at my school invention fair. But now I was in the top 5 out of 13,000.
About 1 month later, Julia received news that she was selected as the grand prize winner and would be awarded $250,000. Her mom, Susan, couldn't be more proud of her daughter's journey.
The lessons that she has learned have been invaluable. And to know that, you know, this huge thing that happened to her that is so just surreal, it's amazing to see your child achieve their dreams.
Julia is now in the process of patenting her design. She's run into one small problem about her age, though.
My parents helped get the patent because I'm too young for a patent, so their names are on it.
As part of the Dreamvention contest, a manufacturer created a prototype of Julia's design, and it looks as streamlined as a pillow fort can be. Julia shows me how it works.
So this is like the flap, and it's adjustable. So that like you can take it off if you don't want it. And then there's a reading light and then the speakers built into it.
Her invention gathered a lot of attention. The Kansas legislature even gave her a certificate of recognition for her accomplishment. But Julia's siblings, well, they can be tough critics.
I think they were like kind of jealous because like they would always say like, oh, just tape this to this, then, oh, I could enter it and I could win.
Julia's sister, who was in the same room at the time of the interview, was unavailable for comment due to a fit of the giggles. Despite all the fancy awards, what matters most to Julia about her invention is pretty simple.
Just knowing that they could help other people, my invention's good.
And that's the next big step for Julia, getting her design to market so the Storm Sleeper can help other people who are afraid of storms. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Coy Duggar.